Hi everyone, welcome back to the Foul Hour. Today, you're joined by your host, me, Connor. It's a solo episode. Aha. It's just going to be me today. But before we get started and talk about how comparison is the thief of joy and the realities of design Instagram, I wanted to take a moment to talk about our sponsor for today's show, which is, as always, the mega monolith educational platform that is Skillshare. You can go and sign up for 2 free months of unlimited Skillshare courses just for design people listening to this podcast at skl.sh/cfowlofdesign for your 2 free months of unlimited courses across design, accounting, business, social media, whatever you want to go and learn. They are updating with new courses every single day. That's skl.sh/cfowlerdesign, and for signing up for those 2 free months, you help to support the show. Let's get straight into what we're talking about today. So I wanted to talk a little bit about design Instagram and the comparison killer, as I've put it in the title, because it may not be all, well, it's definitely not all that it seems. It might just seem like on design Instagram that everyone's got this amazing work and it's very easy to kind of build a following, and why am I not having this success, and all these different types of things, but it's definitely not what it seems on the surface. And as someone, as you guys know, who's been using Instagram for my design account since kind of late 2016, early 2017, I've seen a lot of changes, not just in the way that people post things, but in the platform itself. I've seen the way that the platform is changing and where it is going at the moment. I can kind of roughly predict it because it's following the same model that Facebook did in its early days, which means that things are not as they always seem, particularly when you're in a kind of an echo chamber of the same community. And it may seem like everyone is sharing, as I said, this amazing or this perfect work, but you need to remember that they're actually just cherry picking what goes up. People aren't showcasing and sharing all of the horrible mistakes they've made, all of their earliest design work that has horrendous use of anchor points and stuff on it, because they don't want to share it. They're not proud of that work. And when you are cherry picking all of your work like that, it becomes very easy to look at other people's work and say, actually, why is my work not as good as that person's? Because you're not seeing things rationally, which we'll get onto in a minute. But when you're looking at someone's feed or someone's particular piece of content, you've got to remember that they are curating their best life on Instagram, whether that is their photography, whether that is their sketches, whether that is their carousel, mini blog, micro blog posts. You're not seeing all of the highs and lows of their day to day generally. You might see that on their Instagram stories, depending on how open they are with it, but you're not seeing all of the concepts that were never finished. You're not generally seeing all the concepts that were not good enough. You're not generally seeing the concepts on paper that are just so bad that, like, why did you even think about this? What's the point even having that idea? It was so dumb. You don't see that kind of content typically, particularly in the design community, because not just everyone, well, it's tricky because a lot of people are obviously trying to help other designers, but a lot of people are on there trying to find clients as well. And when you're trying to find clients, you want to be putting forward your best work to show that you, that's the level that you can achieve, and that's the type of work that you do. So you end up with this weird crisscross matchup of designers looking at the other designers' work and going, oh my god, my work is not as good as that, and then not realizing that their work is on a different level, and other people are showcasing their best work to try and get clients in, not to get designers in. So it's a bit of a catch 22, but you also got to remember to say that people are curating and sharing their best lives on Instagram, and that's their whole goal. Their whole goal is not to just share everything that happens in their day, but their goal is to showcase the best of the best, the cream of the crop. And I know this, and this has always been the case ever since I started posting on Instagram with my design work. This has always been the case. There are not many people I've met who have been posting design content on Instagram for as long as I have. There are some people, Logo Inspirations is obviously one of them, but the majority of people in my circle haven't been posting on Instagram that long, which is kind of a strange thing to consider. Obviously, some people like Bless Createx, I've known Bless for a long time now at this point, it's probably 2 years almost at this point, but I don't know too many people who are still posting design content who were posting it back in like 2016, which is strange, but I have seen so many different changes and ways of doing things on Instagram that I can kind of spot when the bullshit comes through, because it's very easy to see, especially with all the tech that we have now, all the fanciful ways of doing sketches or design work. It's very easy to see when things are faked or overdone just for the sake of it. And you'll know probably if you follow any of my content that I did, a 99% of logo sketch posts are fake kind of rant posts a couple months ago, which I still stick by. Obviously, I don't need to yell about it as much anymore. But the thing that I found with that, and the reason that I know those kinds of things are fake, and the reason that I know a lot of this work, or previously a lot of this work, was being showcased, was overhyped. It was dressed up to look like it's dressed in a tuxedo, when in reality it's like just polishing a turd. You can only go so far with it, and it will only shine and sparkle so much, because underneath it's still either not a great idea or not very exciting, and someone's just bigged it up for the sake of it. So I know that, and I can spot that type of thing because I used to do that kind of thing. So when it was design sketch work or showing grids for logos and stuff like that, all of those little flat layer arrangements, 99% of them were I took a picture, I photoshopped the design on, did some fancy editing to make it look like it was actually sketched on instead of just laid on in Photoshop. But I know that that type of thing was rubbish because I used to do that as well. And I never did it in a way that was like excessive. But I did used to get some messages of people saying, oh, how did you do this? How did you do that? Is that really what your sketches look like? And I don't know. I started to feel kind of bad about it. I started to feel like I wasn't being genuine with it. And it's one of the reasons that now I'm so quick to call it out if I see it, because it's not just me, or it's not just like I'm not just making it for my own sake at that point. What I'm doing is I'm actually misrepresenting what I do and what the requirements are for being a designer. And for some people, they don't care, obviously. Some people are just going to do their own thing. Some people are just going to make their own stuff and not really care about anyone else. But one of the reasons, it's not a reason I particularly talk about too much, but one of the reasons that I stopped posting was because I didn't know how to showcase my work on Instagram without doing that. And it got to the point where I was just so sick of seeing this type of overhyped, overdone, misrepresented work that it just kind of put me off. And I didn't know how else to show my work, so I needed to just stop. Because I'd burnt out on doing this kind of thing of... Because not only would I draw the sketch, for example, I would also then have to copy over or redraw the sketch to then take a nice picture of it, to then do this, to then do that. And oftentimes, like, I would only be redrawing the sketch for Instagram. There was honestly no reason for me to be redrawing it. And it sounds strange, kind of... It sounds strange looking back on it to think that that's what I used to do. But I used to take and do sketches and logos and stuff and then redraw the logo super, super nice in my sketchbook with a compass and grid lines and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like, what's the point? I know what it looks like. Like, I don't need to redraw it perfectly. And now there are some people, as quite rightly pointed out to me, there are some people who do sketches to the nth degree. They do their sketching, they do their process, they do all these fancy posts, they actually do draw all these grid lines on paper and all that kind of rubbish. They do that. Especially with iPads and things like now and Procreate and all those other affinity tools too. It's easier than ever to do that. It's easier than ever to take your sketch and actually do the whole thing digitally. So you can do just sheets and sheets and sheets of sketches, have them digital, and then import them into Adobe Illustrator super quickly. It doesn't have to be done on paper anymore. So you can actually refine things to a point at which they're almost perfect as a vector, which is great. You can do that. And I have no problem with people sharing that. I have a problem with people who misrepresent their process and misrepresent things, because what happens, as we're going to get onto, is this idea of the comparison killer. And it does. It really sucks the energy out of you when you look at someone's work and that's not what you see in yourself, or you just compare yourself to them all the time. Which is why I wanted to talk a little bit about that design Instagram side, because there is still a fair amount of this type of misrepresentation going on, but there's also still a hefty dose of people going in and comparing themselves to other people who are either considerably more experienced, but we're going to get on that in a second. Because I just want to wrap up this point, which is that it's perfectly okay to have any process that you want and to share whatever content you want on Instagram. I'm not knocking people for sharing content. That's fine. You do what you want. But I have a problem with people who are not transparent about their process and what they're doing. If you're bigging up or over hyping or taking a really nice flat lay with your sketchbook and all this type of stuff and posing things and setting them up, like, tell us that. Like, if it's not just like a quick photo, like, tell us that it's like, oh, I've redrawn this sketch, guys, so that you can see it more clearly, because my first one was really bad. And then you swipe through and you can see the first one and you can go, huh, yeah, that was really bad. Thanks for not showing us that one originally. But if you're doing that and being transparent about it, like, go for it. Like, it doesn't matter to me. But what matters is when people aren't transparent. And if you're sharing something that is very clearly overdone, and then you're saying it's things like, oh, it was just a quick sketch, you're kind of an asshole, really, because you're not just doing that for yourself anymore. You're actually hiding behind some kind of like veil of secrecy and not really showing what it's like, which then comes back again to that catch 22 of people want to find clients and also people are trying to find clients and also impress other designers. So it's like you're showcasing work that you'd want to show to clients to get clients on board, so it looks amazing. But then the designers look at this and go, oh my God, this is amazing, but why doesn't my work look like that too? Because that's what I thought, like, and I know that's clearly what a lot of other people think like too. And it does make me concerned when I see this type of content still, because I know the ins and outs of it, and I know that it's a problem. Because if it knocks me out of Instagram for 10 months after some messages and burning out and that type of stuff, and the amount of work that it takes to create that type of content, if it burnt me out, then of course it's going to burn other people out, and of course it's going to make other people upset or make you listening at home not want to post on Instagram. Because I used to use those flat lays, and it just wasn't authentic. Taking a nice picture of a redrawn sketch or a flat lay that I've set up and then edited in Photoshop, it's like 5 or 6 extra steps that were just completely unnecessary. And now that doesn't mean you can't just take a nice picture and edit it in VS Code or Snapseed and post it. That's completely fine. Because those things like taking a nice picture for Instagram, that's perfectly fine. You don't want to be taking, as I've seen like some people doing, I've seen some posts recently of people on Instagram who are clearly using like a digital camera from like 2004 that's in like 240 pixels. Like, it's so horrendously bad. But I don't use those types of flat lay posts and stuff anymore unless it's got a good reason behind it, because it just wasn't authentic. And I also stopped, as I said, and I touched on earlier, was that I also stopped because I was getting a handful of messages. It was only a handful, maybe 3 or 4, or it wasn't very many at all. But when I got those messages, they were messages from people. This is kind of like late last year, I think. Yeah, probably late last year. I got like a handful of messages of people being like, oh, how did you do this? How do you make your sketches look so amazing? And none of my work is good enough to share. Like, none of my work's good enough. I'm trying to do stuff like you and I just can't, and I don't know how you do it. And these sketches, the work I do is just nowhere near good enough to share. Like, if you're the bar, like, I'm 100 steps behind it. And I realized then, that's when it struck me, was that I realized I was comparing myself to other people and other people were comparing themselves to me. Which is horrible, because especially when you're not being authentic, when you're not being yourself, That's a way to feel extremely, extremely guilty about the work that you make and share, which nobody wants. No one wants to feel bad about the stuff that they're sharing. And I realized that it was this kind of comparison bug or comparison killer that's going through, where I'd just sit, or other people would sit and look at my work and go, my work does not match to the quality of this, for whatever those factors are, whether that is color choices or layout or photography skill. And then they just didn't share anything. So rather than sharing something and improving as they went, they just didn't share anything. And some people, I still kind of do this a little bit now. I'm much better at it than I was, but I remember posts of being stuff. I remember posts, or even let's make a today example of someone that you guys probably all know. So if you were to look at Chris Doe's work and say, why is my post not as good as his? Why is my post not getting as much attention as his is? Why does my work not look as good as his does? Well, if I'm speaking from my own personal perspective here, Chris has 20 more years experience than I do. He has 20 years on me, which is insane. So if you think about this rationally and say, okay, well, this person who has 20 more years worth of practice than I do, is it worth me sitting down and comparing myself to where they are? That's like you being near the bottom of the mountain, looking up towards the top, and just being upset that you're not already there. It's like, hang on a second, you've got all the way to go in between, mate. Like, you can't just jump the gun. And you'll just make yourself miserable if you start climbing this mountain constantly looking up rather than where you are. And that's the, when I got those messages that were things like, oh, my work's not good enough to share, that's one of the reasons I immediately like stopped sharing that type of content, because I didn't want anyone to feel bad or upset or negative about their own work just because I was sharing a particular type of content. And I know that I can't control people's emotions with the way I'm posting stuff, but the fact I was posting inauthentic content is something I can change. If I was posting authentic content and then I got those messages, I'd be like, well, maybe you need to consider where you are in your journey compared to where I am. Maybe that will help you kind of rationalize what's going on. But when I was posting inauthentic content, which is all these flat lays and all that type of stuff, I knew that something could be better. I knew that something could be changed. And so by changing it, I can mitigate that feeling for somebody else. But I know what that feeling felt like because I was going through that every day. So whenever I was posting this stuff, I wouldn't get those messages every day, but I'd be looking at other people's stuff and going, this is making me miserable because my work's not as good as that, or my work's not as good as this. And I was never being rational with it. And I've got all these notes in front of me from writing the show notes for today, and it's very clear to me now that you just need to be rational with it and realize that everyone's showing a curated feed, firstly. Many people are sharing inauthentic content, so being surrounded by inauthentic content doesn't help, so try and find people who have more authentic content, that you know it's them, that it's not they're trying to hide stuff or cover stuff up in any capacity. And then lastly, you need to realize that people are in different places in their journey in comparison to you. People are in different places on their timeline than you. You might have been doing this for 6 months, you might have been doing this for 10 years, and there will always be people who are further ahead than you or have more experience in a certain sector. Now, if you're looking at your own work and saying, this person who has been doing this for a year does better work than I do after 10 years, then I wouldn't look at it in a negative way, but I'd look at their work and go, right, so what am I doing that isn't as good as theirs, or what could I do with my work differently to get to where they are? What have they learnt that I didn't learn 10 years ago? And that maybe technology's changed slightly. Maybe there's a new course that they've done. Maybe they're doing a different style to what you would normally do. But then when you're looking backwards, it's a bit easier. But when you're looking forwards at people who you see as inspiration, whether that's someone with loads of a massive following, whether that's someone who has been a teacher, whether that is somebody like Christo, when you look at these types of people, you need to realize that they're also considerably further along in their journey than you are, typically. And you need to stop comparing yourself to them, because you need to go and create stuff for you. And when you realize all these things and kind of put this idea of design Instagram is a certain way, when you put this idea of the comparison killer to one side, and you stop comparing yourself to other people's work and looking at this from a more objective standpoint, you can go out there and share things with the world that you otherwise think you probably shouldn't, or you couldn't, or are not good enough to share with the rest of the world. You need to find the thing that you love and practice it every single day that you can, and then share it. There's a guy called Beeple, which is B-E-E-P-L-E, and every single day for 12 years, he has shared a piece of art or creation or 3D render or design or whatever he wanted to share. He has done that for 12 years. I believe they're 12 years worth of renders every single day for 12 years. Doesn't matter how many likes he gets, doesn't matter how many times he looks at someone else's work, doesn't matter any type of stuff. He just shares something and has done for 12 years. Now, if I was to start learning 3D rendering today, I'd probably look at his work for inspiration, but I wouldn't have a clue where to start. But sitting down and comparing myself to him, going, why am I not already there yet? Is just going to make you miserable. And it made me miserable. So try your best to find the thing that you love, as I said, and practice it every single day that you can without comparing yourself to other people, because it just leads down a very dark path if you're trying to chase something that is so far ahead of where you are. Like, there's nothing wrong with having dreams and having goals of aiming towards that. But be realistic with where you are and understand that you can get there one day, but you need to go through these steps first. You need to find the thing that you love. You need to practice it a lot. You need to really, really focus on what you are doing and how you are sharing and how you are being authentic, rather than comparing yourself to everybody else around you, because it will be a complete thief of joy for you. Comparison will take that from you. Comparison will make you look at design Instagram in a negative and pessimistic way. It will make you look at other people's work with hatred rather than inspiration and resentment and all this type of stuff. And you just got to let that side go and take on the side of, I am on my own journey. I am learning my own things. I am sharing where I am at in my specific, unique journey. And since I stopped sharing, and have I stopped sharing? I'm just trying to think about exactly the phrasing I want to use here. I am doing my best to share authentic content. I am doing my best with the podcast, with my newsletter, with the stuff I put on Instagram and Twitter. I am doing my best to share authentic content. Obviously, it's very difficult to be self-reflective of that and be like, is this truly authentic? It's difficult to tell. But I'm doing my best to show things as they are. And I've stopped doing this rubbish, secret, over-designed content on Instagram. And in some ways, because of that, it's actually improved my work. Because I'm less stressed about making things beautiful for Instagram, I'm less worried about trying to get this post out within half an hour. I'm less worried and stressed about what everyone else is going to think. I don't even have to redraw the sketches from my sketchbook. I just need to do them till they're good enough for me to use them. And because I am much less stressed about it, because my focus is a lot clearer and I have a lot more clarity on the topic and what I want to be doing and thinking, it allows me to produce better work, because I'm no longer just trying to create things and hiding them behind some kind of over done misrepresented veil. And I'm not also comparing myself to people who are leaps and bounds ahead of where I am. I'm just trying to make good work that I'm proud of and sharing it online. And it's not that hard to do that. It's not that hard to make something that you are proud of and you're happy with and to share it and see what other people think. It doesn't mean you have to spend all the time listening to all their comments and their feedback and what they want to say and what they hate and what they like. And you don't have to do that. You can just make and share and post. Even if it's just for your own personal archive. Your sketches don't have to be perfect. Your microblogs don't have to be incredible. They just need to work. They need to work for what your end goal is. They need to reflect the work that you are proud of and where you are in your journey. One day you can get to legendary level. One day you'll be able to go and fight the big monsters of typography and print publications or website design or whatever you want it to be. But for now, you need to just work on where you are, realize where you are, and stop comparing yourself to people who are different to what you do and who are potentially considerably more experienced than you are. You will get there, but it will take time. And when I go back to my point of your sketches don't have to be perfect, it's better just to make something, be happy with it and share it. I think it'd be pretty cool if someone shared their journey from day one all the way through to where they are now. So if someone's been a designer for 2 years, could you imagine what it would look like on day one when they learned how to, I don't know, draw a circle in Adobe Illustrator, or they were following a particular course on Skillshare, or they were reading a book by Aaron Draplin or Michael Bayrou and getting some insight into what they were thinking at the time, because yeah, then it maybe is a bit more like a vlogging channel, but it would show their story and it would show what makes them unique. And I'd actually probably follow along with that. I'd probably follow along with something like that, because not only is it a great way to be authentic with your content, but it also showcases that you are a human being. And people want to follow those. People don't want to follow just some robot that overproduces content and shares it and tries to hide behind and big themselves up and make them look bigger than they actually are. Because then you compare yourself to them and it makes you miserable. And I am really hoping that this type of inauthentic content goes away very soon. I think we are getting there. I think when things like Instagram removes likes and we change the way posts are done and Instagram stories becomes bigger or IGTV changes things or whatever the change is, it's coming. And people who are inauthentic and hiding behind certain stuff or changing their post format up just because they want to either copy someone else or they're not being true to themselves is actually just going to be detrimental for them, which sucks because those people work hard to make that type of content. But at the end of the day, if you want to build a brand for yourself, if you want to showcase who you are, what makes you unique, you need to be unique. And sharing authentic content that is truly reflective of who you are is the best way to do that. Because you as a person are unique. You're a unique brand from the day you were born. Unless you have an identical twin, but you very quickly become anyway. I'm not going to find a nice metaphor and ruin it. And I think that kind of summarizes my point, is that comparison is the thief of joy when you're looking at it in an irrational way. Because comparison and comparing yourself to all these other types of people is just irrational. It doesn't actually help you. So when you can change that mindset and you can flip that switch so you've got a bit more clarity on things, you can start sharing things that are truly authentic to you. And I hope that's what you guys continue to do. If you found today's episode useful, please send me a tweet on Twitter with hashtag Fowler Hour, or send me a screenshot or tag me in a post on your Instagram story at cfowlerdesign. I look through all of them and I speak to everyone who shares the podcast to me. So I really appreciate all of those. As well, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, really, really appreciate a 5-star review and your thoughts about the show today or any of the other shows that you have listened to in the past. And don't forget that today's sponsor was Skillshare. That's skl.sh/cfowlerdesign for 2 free months of unlimited learning and classes from their platform. You really don't want to miss that. And I hope after listening to this episode, that you'll look at Instagram and look at the way you look at other people's work in a different light. And hopefully recognize that you maybe were comparing yourself to other people and you're not doing it anymore, or that you haven't been, or you've been trying to do your own thing. Whatever it is, hopefully this has made you think a little differently about how to see other people's work and how to focus your own work and make things that are truly meaningful to you. So we'll be back here at the same time next week. Might have a guest next week, might not, might be more from me. You know what's going on. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye for now.